Hi everyone, welcome back to this session about project scheduling, tracking and the concepts around that. So in current session, we are going to look at the obstacles which are faced during scheduling and tracking. So we are going to cover cover the mistakes in project management that impact scheduling, obstacles in tracking the schedule, dealing with the unrealistic schedule demands from the customer, soft skills which are required for project manager, how to shut down gracefully projects, why people continued with the failed projects, you know, what is the logic behind that, why it is required, disengaging from the failed projects, and advantages of good closure for the failed projects. Let's quickly look at this. So first of all, when we talk about projects, you know, managing the projects are always challenging, be it any situation or any industry or any project which is there, because of many times the nature of the project is unpredictable. No projects gets completed without an issue. Some or the other issues will crop up during the life cycle of the project. Despite availability of project management softwares and tools, project often exceeds the planned schedule or timelines or the cost. So how do you ensure that this can be controlled? So projects outcome, if they are not as per the expectation of team or stakeholder, how to take care of that? Understanding these issues and solving this issue is very critical for the project. Okay. So projects heavily rely on accurate estimates. So estimation project, requirement gathering and estimation process is very, very important. But many times projects fail because of that. Because the project requirement gathering happens at the start of the project. But when the execution happened, it is much later to the gathering or planning process or initiation project. Many times the lot of time has passed and the expectations and the needs of the customers change over a period of time. Okay, so regular tracking, checking, monitoring activities have to be done and variances needs to be checked for the project. Okay, project rarely go according to plan. Many times there are, as I said, change are inevitable. They happen throughout your project life cycle. From day one of your project, risk and changes and issues are associated with your project. Okay. The mistakes which happen in the project management that impact the scheduling. Let's look at them. Some of the common mistakes which happen. Absence of project mandate. What do you mean by project mandate? Project mandate is nothing but a contract document which initiates the project. Okay. Project mandate is one document. It's like a blueprint of your project that describes why the project is initiated. Without project mandate, if the project has started, that means there is no formal approval. It is a kind of approved document stating that a project can now start. It is a trigger for your project. Okay, so solution for this mistake is ensure that you have approved project document available which states the budget and the resources of the organization initiating the project are committed to the project, okay, so that scheduling can happen easily. Okay, next, not having right project manager. The project manager which is associated with the project does not have right skills to handle the project. Okay, simply let me give you an example here. When the Konkan Railway was built, lot of people who were technical experts on the project were again disbanded from the project. When the project was disbanded, they were offered job in the administrative department to do lot of activities in a capacity of project managers or project advisors, coordinator. These people did not have know-how about how to handle a project. Okay, So which led to different kinds of problems, that lack of technical skills in terms of project management lead to a inappropriate planning. Okay, so not having appropriate skills is a very big challenge or mistakes which can happen. Solution: if you have a manager which does not have appropriate skill, then actually train the manager. Or otherwise, the best is to have a skilled project manager from the day one of your project. Okay. Next is failure to get active team involvement. Okay. Lack of support from the team is one of the more important reasons for project failure, because people don't feel attached to the project. Okay. People don't feel attached to the project. Lack of support from the team. So ensure that you have understanding and better communication with the team so that they feel committed to the project. They understand the importance behind the project. Failure to convey schedule timelines to the stakeholders and team. Not communicating this leads to mismatched expectation. People don't align with the goals and objectives for which the project is initiated. Solution: have a clear communication or objective goals of your project as well as the project task, so that there is no confusion. Okay, so there is no confusion, right? Next, failure to get buy-in from owners or stakeholders. Okay, this can lead to inability to get adequate sponsorship or budget or buy-in from the stakeholders. If they feel they do not feel attached to the project, okay, you have to show something tangible. This is what we are going to create. This is my project plan. This is my project mandate for which I have created this map. If you are not able to show something like this to the stakeholders, then they do not feel confident in the project. Solution: ensure that someone in a higher level of organization owns the project from start to finish. So the authority of the project lies with someone prominent, so that communication with him is clear. There is somebody from the executive team is always attached to a project. Failure to prioritize. Prioritization is very, very important. Okay. The prioritization principle here is called MOSCO: must have, should have, could have, won't have money. Okay, so approaching all tasks in the same way is not important. You have to identify which are must for my project, okay, which could be important or should be important, okay, and which are not needed for my project. MOSCO: must have, should have, could have, won't have for now. Okay, so solution for project manager is prioritizing task is very important. Considering the constraints and dependencies, you have to ensure that the tasks are properly aligned in your project schedule. Okay, multitasking beyond the capacity. Managers often think they can complete a task faster by bringing all of them at the once. Okay, multitasking beyond capacity means having multiple tasks being done all together, but that's not a right way to do it. Not all tasks can be multitasked. Like I gave you example of cement. Setting time of cement is 7 days. So I cannot multitask and start new work unless and until the setting time is given for the project, right? So solution: avoid multitasking beyond the capacity of the project task as well as the management's capacity, right? Next is building aggressive or overly optimistic timeline. We feel that we'll be able to achieve. Some timelines are enforced by the project onto you. So this optimistic timelines should be handled carefully. Aggressive schedule is not good for project. Okay, so realistic solution is implementing good project management tools so that the aggressive and optimistic timelines can be properly scheduled to build a realistic schedule. Any buffer time is extra time, okay, also is taken into account. Many times buffers are added, like, you know, setting time of a cement is 7 days, but the grade of the cement can lead to more extra time which is required of 1 day. So add a buffer, 1 day. Again, one more mistake in which impacts the scheduling is building a rapid and strict schedule. Okay, rapid, in a hurry. Some project managers do not allow flexibility in the schedule, like adding buffers, lead, slack. Okay, because as I said, changes are inevitable to the project. They keep on happening throughout the project. And it might lead to stricter schedule, which does not allow room for improvisation or schedule adjustment. So in this case, it is very, very important to step back periodically and checking overall look of your project. Is there any room for improvement? Is there any thing which can help me smooth the execution of the project? Checking, revising, re-evaluating is very much important on the project manager's behalf. Okay, no system in place for approving changes or tracking it. As I said, change inevitable. If any changes are introduced in a project without proper channels of approval, it is like a scope creep. Okay, you should not allow these changes, like freebies. They are like a freebies which need to be introduced in a project just to please the stakeholders. Okay, but this should be avoided because it can have impact. When there are changes, it will impact. Change is a scope change, right? So it will impact the other two constraints of triple constraint: time and cost. Okay, so you need to be very careful with the change process. You need to have a proper change control process where the impact of the change is evaluated and approval is given in consultation with the stakeholders so that the future funding requirements can be availed by the project. So solution is, well-defined process must be in place to approve the changes, track the revisions, and facilitate effective implementation. Okay, also it is useful for audits of your project, right? Okay, next is policing the project. Project manager should not be enforcer or police on your project. It is called hunter culture. Hunter culture doesn't work because then it leads to resentment against the project and the project manager, and the positive feeling around the project disappears. For that, it is highly recommended to avoid babysitting the project team or avoiding basically micromanagement in the project. Regular schedule updates and information exchange is highly recommended. Next, assuming tools and software will take care of everything. No. I'm using Microsoft Project. Everything is being taken care of by Microsoft Project. No, that doesn't work. That doesn't work. Okay? So, very important it is to ensure that the softwares which we are using are just aids to achieve the best effective schedule. Okay, they are just aid, but they will not see. Microsoft Excel is a very good tool, but Microsoft Excel will not work unless and until you tell Microsoft Project what to do, right? Similarly, tool will not do everything. Tool has to be told what needs to be done. Please remember this. Okay. So solution is never allow software to outshine human capital. Choosing simple and sound project management software is essential. Otherwise, if you select Primavera for a small project for which the learning curve itself is so high, it's of no use. Okay? So assuming software will take care of everything? No. Right? Fine. Moving on, 13, not defining success metric for project. Okay? When will you call your project as successful? That has to be documented and decided. Project managers may fail to clarify success metrics, okay, leading to failures. So it is highly recommended that the customer's expectation in terms of the outcomes and outputs of the project has to be defined at the start of the project. If you remember, we talked about the flyover. Why the flyover is being built? To reduce traffic congestion and improve the air quality index. Right? Next, lack of user input. If users are not able to contribute to the project, okay, it can fail. Because end users are the ones which will give you input about what is needed from the project. So conversation with user, okay, feedback loops with the users are very important from the start of your project. See, at the end, the acceptance of your work will come from the end user. It is not the people who are going to fund the project will do an acceptance. The people who are going to use the product are going to give you acceptance. If you deliver something faulty to them, they will not accept. Okay? Conflicts against amongst the team members. People come from varied background and conflicts are but natural. Okay? The cultures from which they have come or the different countries from which they have come can contribute to clashes. So working in a group of people can create conflicts. Solution is having collaborative environment, having room for discussion, and various viewpoints, you know, or discussion points should be open. Understanding, appreciating of work effort on the part of team has to be done. Okay? This will prevent conflicts happening in a project. Right? Absence of escalation process. Okay? If there is no escalation, people will feel, oh, even if I do this, what will happen? Nobody will crib. Right? This should not happen. Okay? Lack of escalation process, lack of guidelines can lead to delay in project work. Even if I delay, what will happen? No. That is not what we want. Solution, a well-defined escalation process must be in place. So that if the level of, if you remember, escalation matrix is created. So level 1 escalation, level 2 escalation, level 3 escalation. It defines level if the number of issues reported during test exceed 50, then the issues will be reported to level 2 within the escalation matrix. So people feel, yeah, my project work should be such that it should not contribute to the issues, bugs, right? So well-defined escalation process must be in place. Too many methods. Too many methods means too many meetings. Too many meetings is, I know I told you about, you know, project managers, most of the time goes in meetings. 70-80% of project managers' time goes in meeting. But you have to understand that there should not be too many meetings. Meetings should be concise enough to ensure that the required effort which is needed is proper. Or communication effort which is required is proper. Okay? If you spend only communicating and not on spending time on corrective actions, then it's of no use. Okay, solution is meeting should be basis of need. They should be brief. They should not include everyone. They should be targeted to specific group for which the meeting is needed. Like if you the next phase is about testing, then the test team, people who are involved in testing, should be briefed about what it is expected out of them. Right? Okay. Over control by project manager. Okay, project managers may have strong urge to do everything by themselves. Okay, but and you have to understand that you cannot do everything. Project manager is not a superman or superwoman, right? So you have to ensure that you have to avoid over control. Do what is needed in the best interest of your project. Building a confidence within the team is very important. Okay, to ensure that the project success is achieved. So, quickly just looking at obstacles to the tracking the schedule. We have gone through it, right? So, just a quick reminder about possible solutions which can have examples which are there, right? Okay. Just revising the same thing, okay? Lack of training within the team and possible solutions which are available. So, dealing with unrealistic schedule demands from the customer, okay? Mistakes, we are talking about mistakes or how to remove the obstacles in schedule and tracking. So, unrealistic schedule demands from the customer is one of the most important reasons where, you know, problems can happen. Some of the simple cross the board techniques which to handle, you know, unrealistic demand from the customer is break down the project into manageable tasks to avoid feeling overwhelmed. So that customers also know that under this task, these many activities are required. And for if I have to add, it will automatically have impact on our project. Perform detailed project effort and duration estimation using historical data so that you identify and estimate that this is the amount of effort which is needed. Provide regular process summaries to the customer so that customers also understand or they are in line or they are aligned to the project so that understand whatever demands I'm making maybe will contribute to delays and schedule overruns and cost overruns, right? So, track time spent on each task, use chart and visual displays, discuss unrealistic deadlines with the customer so that the communication and subsequent data and estimation can be done easily. Prioritize project deadlines based on requirements and re-evaluate them often. Combine similar tasks so that it forms a group and schedule to increase the efficiency. Use incremental process model. Track and mark progress using simple tasks or visual flowcharts.